This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 74 for Friday, September 22nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures failed to hang on to gains on Friday, lacking sufficient support from comparable oils. At the final settlement, the November canola contract loses $3.30 at $722 per ton, and the January contract gives up $3.50 at $731.80 per ton. Support for canola is coming from upticks in Chicago soybeans and especially soy oil. Meanwhile, soy meal is slipping back while European rapeseed is mixed and Malaysian palm oil is relatively steady. Small increases in global crude oil prices are being felt in the vegetable oils, helping to underpin values. While the great majority of the prairies are to be dry on Friday, with temperatures in the low 20 degrees Celsius, parts of southern Manitoba are getting rain. The Canadian Grain Commission reports increases for the week ending September 14th. Producer deliveries of canola exceed 554,000 tons. Exports bump up to 27,300 tons, and domestic use is about 194,000 tons. Alberta is scheduled to release its crop report this afternoon, with the province-wide harvest to be well above halfway finished. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.13 U.S. cents. Rain continues to fall over the United States Northern Plains and the Corn Belt. Argentina says it won't extend its popular soy dollar program past its September 30th deadline. APK Inform reports three vessels are bound for the Ukrainian port of Odessa. Earlier this week, a grain vessel left Odessa loaded with wheat. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The November contract gains 2.5 cents at $12.96 per bushel. December soy oil jumps 1.22 cents at 59.62 cents per pound. December soy meal loses $2.30 at $385.80 per short ton. Corn is higher as its December contract tacks on 2 cents at $4.77 per bushel. Oats are higher as well, with its December contract up 6 cents at $4.25. The U.S. wheat complex is also higher, as Chicago December adds 4 cents at $5.79.5. Kansas City December bumps up 3 quarters of a cent at $7.11. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gains 2.5 cents at $7.70. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, September 22nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.